Glenda, G-L-E-N-D-A, Bada, B-A-D-A. This is a 66-year-old. Her date of birth is 11/25/59. Today's 9/25. Our patient is a 66-year-old gentleman who's been seen for a face-to-face evaluation today at 1800 p.m. Period. She's originally from Houston, Texas. She's obese with history of sleep apnea, COPD, O2 dependency, right-sided heart failure, core pulmonary, pulmonary hypertension, period. New paragraph, patient is divorced, has two children, 36 and 42, period. New paragraph, she spent 19 days in the hospital recently with lymphedema, volume overload, right-sided heart failure, cellulitis of the lower extremity, and suffered a stroke, period. Patient has lost over 38 pounds by the time she came home with the help of diuretics, period. Her blood pressure today is elevated at 161 over 117. She's confused about her clonidine. She was on clonidine tablets, was taken off the tablets, put her on patch, which is not going to be effective. Also used to be on nifedipine, and that has been discontinued, period. New paragraph, I understand the nifedipine may have been discontinued because it causes fetal edema, but nevertheless, the patch is not going to be very effective. I told her to take the clonidine on a PRN basis, depending on her blood pressure, till the nurse sees her tomorrow and the hospice medical director decides on a regimen for her hypertension, period. She has she belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4, where she's short of breath at all times. She feels like she's in pain. She needs her pain medications refilled, as well as anxiety medication, period. In the paragraph, she wears adult diapers. She tries to get to the bathroom most of the time, but she becomes very short of breath, even at rest, and that's why the adult diapers are very effective, period. She also suffers from recent history of stroke, atrial fibrillation, COPD end stage, severe O2 dependency, uses her nebulizer slash inhaler at least 6 or 7 times a day. She feels short of breath at all times, period. She was told in the hospital that she also has severe sleep apnea and for her to wear oxygen at all times, which she's going to do at this time, period. Her other comorbidities includes recent stroke, atrial fibrillation, unblockedness, and amiodarone to control her symptoms. She requires trazodone for sleep and her anxiety. She's finishing up her course of antibiotics. And we'll continue with hydralazine for her blood pressure control along with the nifedipine till the decision is made regarding along with the quantity until a decision is made regarding the use of nifedipine. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Patient's PPS is at 40% at this time. At this time, thank you. Thank you. lung. Come look at this x-ray with me. This is Rachel's elbow. I really didn't see anything, but I want to make sure.
What about it?
She fell. She had some swelling right there. When she was she was skating. Anything, is it? I don't feel like that anymore, right? And she doesn't have a posterior fat pad or anything.
No. Okay.
Yeah. She's just got a lot of swelling and itch pain, but she just fell on it, so.
Okay.
Yeah, you got some stuff. Thanks, man. Bye, guys.